This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Peace be on you, O Messenger of God. Peace be on you, O Leader Ali, who is the son-in-law of the Messenger of God, and the father of Leader Hussein. Peace be on you, O Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, that is the daughter of the Messenger of God. Peace be on you, O Leader Hassan, that is a grandson of Messenger of God. And peace be on you, O Leader Hussein, that is a grandson of the Messenger of God, the martyr of Karbala. And peace be on you, on all the martyrs of Karbala, and all the ladies, and all the children who showed the entire sacrifice for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stood against oppressors of the time, and showed the entire world the meaning of Karbala. This is your host, Sister Zinat, and you are listening to IRIB English Radio for a better life. We were talking about what lessons did we learn from the event of Karbala. The first point was being punctual in your salat, that is prayers. The second point is loving, to have love towards entire humanity and help each other. The third point was selflessness. You know how to be selfless and help each other. Fourth is a success is not at the edge. What do you mean by that? It means that it's not about majority or minority. You know, success comes when you are at the right path, when you're speaking for the truth. That is the success. If you look at one example of Imam Hussein, Leader Hussein, we see that, you know, there were 72 men who were fighting, got martyred, and there were women, and according to narration, women and children were 52 people. But they lost everyone, and the women were made as captives and dragged. Did they lose? Well, accordingly, to look at the war rules, man, yes, they lost it. But if you look at the message they gave, even today, there are millions of people who go and visit the graveyard of Imam Hussein and his entire family and companions and the women and children. But do you ever see the man with a 10,000 army, the cursed one Yazid, who's responsible for the massacre of the entire family, entire companions? Do we even know where his grave is? So basically, he lost it. Everyone, even the non-Muslim, curses him and says Yazid was wrong, because Imam Hussein stood supporting this truth. Imam Hussein announced, "Don't you see that truth has been replaced by falsehood? We must be prepared to sacrifice everything that is precious in support of truth." If he would not, you know, stood up on this path, entire humanity was slaughtered. Because he stood up as the entire people sacrificed, we are saved today. The truth is saved. Humanity is saved. Islam is saved. Truth is the essence of Islam and fortifies the values of emphasized in the Holy Quran. Hazrat Ali Akbar, who was the young son of Leader Hussein, who got martyred in the event of Karbala, asked his father, "Father, are we not on the right path?" Leader Hussein said in the affirmative, you know, and it said, Hazrat Ali Akbar, the son of Imam Hussein, then said, "Then it makes no difference if that comes to us or if we approach that." You know, this is what is about supporting the truth. We just have to see, are we on the right path or on the wrong path? Now let's talk about 21st century. Starting with, from the day-to-day life, when we are at work, when we see a colleague, something wrong is going on, usually we get scared and back out and says, okay, I'm not going to put my job in jeopardy. I'm just going to be silent, because silence is the best policy. I don't care whether the person of with the truth is going to lose his job. I'm not going to support him. Support the truth. Take the example of Leader Hussein. While you're in the school and you see something is happening, you know, something is happening, think about us, what is right, what is wrong. If you are wrong, you're wrong. That's it. If you're right, you're right. If you are at work, whether you are at college, if you're in a day-to-day life thinking what is happening in the entire world, Look at the entire world, what is happening. Just see what is right, what is wrong. Don't think that the powerful person is doing that. Don't think. Look at the example of Karbala and Imam Hussein. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how many thousands of troops you have, you will lose no matter what. And tomorrow everyone is talking about the right path. So don't look at the majority. Look at right, at wrong. Support the truth. So this is the big thing. The fifth point that we have is hardship.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
You know, the life is full of trials and tribulations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has says, I will test you. In the Holy Quran, it says, by your health, wealth, children, and definitely by a marriage. Marriage is a test, you know. It is supposed to be difficult. So this is the biggest lesson in standing up to trial when we are cold. This has to be a criterion for entering into heaven. Allah, God says, do you think you will enter the paradise without such trials as come to those before you? This is one of the verses of the Holy Quran. You know, in other verses, God says, Allah has purchased of their believers, their persons and their goods, for theirs in return is the gardens of paradise. You know, gardens, all of the prophet had tests of their own. You know, if you look at Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, had many tests, you know, including the test he gave through his son. You know, wasn't a command came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, go sacrifice your son, Ismail, you know, and he got ready to do that. That's the command of God. I'm going to do it. And when he stood up to do it, which he said, Ibrahim, stop, you know, stop. You don't have to sacrifice this. Ibrahim, Hazrat Ibrahim was not definitely, he stopped. He wanted to, but he was stopped. But look at the sacrifice of that was given by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The sacrifice that was given by Imam Hussein, he lost his entire family, all his son, you know, and then he knew what's going to happen to the ladies and the kids. He lost all his brothers. That was a trial and tribulation. He gave up with entire family. And when the question was asked to his sister, Bibi Zainab salamullah alayha, what did Zainab says? You know, all I saw was beauty. And it was like, what beauty did you see? These enemies are asking her, what beauties did you see? She said that we sacrificed this in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Yazid, do you think that you have gained the power? You have, by disgracing us, you have become powerful? No. You are the most disgraced person and we have earned honored. We are the honored one. You are down, we are up. And the people sitting in the courtyard of Yazid, who were actually supporting the Yazid, they hated the family of the Holy Prophet. When they heard the sermon of the sister of Imam Hussein, the leader Hussein, their hearts turned. Many of them started crying. Many of them started saying, Yazid, you are wrong. Was she saying right? How can you play with the family of the Holy Prophet? They are on the right path. You are on the wrong path. Not only that, the people in Damascus, the people of Syria, That time they were supporters of Yazid because they never met the family of Holy Prophet. They brainwashed them so much. When you brainwash them, someone, you know, in such a way, they would start believing you. So they used to believe in Yazid, that Yazid was a definitely right person and the family of the Holy Prophet is wrong. So in this way, they are actually, the moment the captives of the Holy Prophet family started coming inside Syria, they had so much unnecessary hatred, the hatred that many non-Muslims nowadays have for the Muslims because of the wrong propagation. They get it from media. So when the captives came, they started stoning them. But afterward, the same people, after listening to the sermon of the sister of Imam Hussein, their heart turned away. You know, they started supporting the family of the Holy Prophet. And now we see the difference. How people support the leader Hussein and his entire family. So this was the point. Taking hardship actually makes us very humble. A nice person, you know, teaches us humility. So this is what one of the points for the next episode. I will be talking other point. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need. All I need,
love is all I need.
All I need,
love is all I need.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
is all I need.